Alrighty. We are here with IT in our work session. Barb, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much. So we'll start on revenues. Looks like we don't have any revenues outside of the ordinary revenues. Any questions on revenues?
Yes.
Okay. So two expenses. Same deal as last few years. We'll worry about the employee cost, 100% of actual cost of approved positions. So that gets us to office supplies. Actually, it gets us to vehicle fuels and maintenance. I didn't have any questions there. Anybody have questions on vehicle fuels and maintenance?
No. And I lowered those a little bit.
Saw that, yeah.
It seems like we're finally catching up with our what we actually do and what we've projected.
Okay. Office supplies, same way. You lowered it a little bit. You haven't spent anywhere close to that amount so far halfway through the year. You expect to spend that yet this spring?
We try to wait till the second half to see where we're at on our budget.
But
I expect to spend that, yes.
Okay. 700, and then lowered it to 700. Data processing supplies, take us through this one. I had some questions here.
Well, the media supplies, that covers DVDs, CD-ROMs, thumb drives. We use those for the 650 phones. The technical manuals, that's if we need to order anything different. A lot of the stuff, software and hardware now comes with online documentation, and nothing beats having something in your hand when you're crouched down in the server room working on things. So $300 would cover that. Miscellaneous cable supplies, that includes like patch cables, network runs, things like that, tools, screwdrivers, pliers. Sometimes those get mislaid and have to be replaced. So that's what the data processing supplies is all about.
Right. So here my issue is we're averaging $1,000 a year. So okay. Far this year, you've only spent $160. Now, you're saying that you're going, we budgeted $2,000. You say you're going to $2,750. Just talk me through what we've been doing in the past that's different than what you're asking us to do now and in 2018.
We could probably take down the cable supplies simply because the most recent need for that was the phones, and the phones came with those. So that was a projected expense that we didn't have to lay out. And now with the video cameras, that is being taken over by the video camera project for the security.
Okay.
So we can probably take that way down right now.
All right. How far down can we take it?
Let's take it to 1,000.
So the whole line item to 1,000?
The miscellaneous cable.
Okay.
Let's
so cut 1,000. It in half.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got us now at 1,750. Again, traditionally, we've been actually spending just under $1,000. So far this year, you've spent $160.
I think with the projects we have coming up in the spring, we will be using that.
Okay.
We've got several large projects coming up.
Okay. So you're saying we can take it down to $1,750 for the rest of this FY and for FY18?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions there, Board?
None.
Okay. Data processing software.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk that through.
Well, I've put in for a barcoding software package. Right now, we track inventory with labels and things. We do have a barcode reader, a wand. I think if we had the software and put inventory to go along with our inventory tags, it would make when we do our semi-annual inventory with the auditor's office and when we're looking for things, it would just make it so much easier.
Okay. And we price that out? You're not just swagging the $3,000, or you? What do you think?
No, I've looked at and I've worked with a software in the past called Barkeeper that's very well, and $3,000 seems to be middle of the road. One I looked at was $2,700, one was $5,000. I figure $3,000 could get us a pretty decent program.
Okay. Board questions?
Just right now, then, after the inventory is done, is someone having to input afterwards then? So it's a rather laborious process.
Okay.
Who wrote, it's in the AS400, isn't it, Barb?
Yes. It's manually entered into the AS400.
Yeah, and it was probably written when they did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Home, in-house.
Is this a one-time software purchase, and will there be a renewal fee to it?
With something that's usually this low cost. There's not an annual fee unless you want to do an upgrade. So this is a one-time, I would say, get us through 5 years at least.
Okay. I didn't have questions on fiber optics unless somebody else did. I didn't have questions on postage and mailing. I didn't have questions on employee mileage and expense. I did have questions on communication services, even bigger and broader than just your communication services. But let's start with yours. Take us through everything you've got in this line item, and let's just talk about it.
Well, there are a couple here that I've since canceled, so we can cross off. I'll start at the top. The Central Iowa Broadband, that is the circuit between the Justice Center and the admin. That's through CIB. That's our fiber connection for our network. If you recall, this was quoted at a much higher rate, and they came to us and said due to competition they were going to lower us. So we achieved about a $1,500 a month savings on that. That was a pretty good deal. And we still have, I believe, 3 years left on that contract. The next one, the CenturyLink 10-meg fiber connection, that's at HSC. That's for the county attorney that replaces their DSL connection. I believe that was a three-year contract, and we will be ending that next year at $400 a month. I don't think we can do any better, but who knows? They're offering new products all the time, so that will be reevaluated then after next year's budget. The next two items, the CenturyLink PRI at 110, that can be eliminated.
What is that?
That used to be a PRI was a phone line. We since there were only four numbers on there that we used and we were paying a lot, we decided to make those into fax numbers.
Okay.
So the four people that had a fax number on that line have since changed those to just a POTS line, plain old telephone line.
Okay.
So that can be taken off. The enhanced 911 system, that can be taken off. We've moved those services to a different circuit.
Okay.
Light edge spam filter. We're planning to do this in-house, as you'll
see. So you want to spend $5,000, I think I saw, to bring it in-house.
Yes.
And what does that save us every month?
The first year it'll be a wash, but after that it will be total 100% savings. We pay, since some of us, like the newer people, have just a .gov email address, but the older the people have been here a while have .com and .gov, so we're paying double for them.
When are we going to transition off of that?
Off of .com?
Yeah.
I would like to keep that domain forever.
I'm saying when are we going to transition? So right now I've got two email addresses here.
Right.
I only use one.
Once we bring it in-house, then we'll be able to filter that a little better. Right now we're paying somebody else to filter that for us. And yeah. Since both are coming in, they're going to filter both.
Okay, so we were spending $5,000 a year to have Barracuda do it for us externally. Now we're going to spend $5,000 once and do it in-house.
Actually, it was closer to $7,000.
Okay.
$8,400 budgeted last year for Barracuda.
To pay Barracuda, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right, now we're going to handle it in-house. Okay.
And don't be misled by the Barracuda name. Barracuda has three products that they offer, and we are currently using two.
Okay.
And Light Edge uses the Barracuda to do the filtering. I just like to bring the Barracuda in-house.
Okay.
You know, the two Light Edge T1 access loops, these are what I'm moving to the IT budget. These are one is a connection in Nevada for the phones, and one is a connection in Ames for the phones.
So this is a backup, or this is what we run the phones through all the time?
This is what you run your phones on.
And there's no way to move those phones to our fiber optic. We don't have the capacity.
It's not a good idea. A dedicated phone line for that is good for not only redundancy and DR, but for the way the phones run. VoIP traffic, it's hard to... Have you heard of QoS, quality of service? It's hard to filter so that they... Well, here we're going to have a lesson in technology. So when you have your different data streams running down your fiber connection or your T1 connection, whatever, you configure QoS, quality of service, and that's what gives – if you don't configure that, then data will take up everything and nobody else can have anything. So you have to limit them to what they can have. And sometimes if you limit your VoIP traffic, you'll get like – it sounds like they're in a tin can, okay. Or it'll be jittery or, you know –
So we want something dedicated for our voice.
So that's why we do a dedicated circuit for each. Now, as our fiber improves and expands, we'll may be able to add that to that, but not at this time.
Okay.
The government contracted long distance, that can go away as well.
Okay. Marco, you're keeping track of all this total? I'm just making lines through line items.
Which one was that?
So 1350, 780,
yeah.
And 220
are
gone now.
The top one, okay.
The mobile hotspot, we have that in our on-call bag. That's if we're in a location where we don't have good reception.
Mm-hmm. How often do you use that?
We try to use it once a month. It's not something that we need all the time, but if you don't have it when you need it, then you wish you would have had it.
Okay.
And we've got this contract through the sheriff's office contract, and then they bill us back to save money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next one was a guess. Mediacom, as you know, has approached us asking if they could install the equipment in order to handle their fiber for each location, and I did submit for animal control. Now, they're still getting subscribers, so we don't know, depending on how many subscribers sign up, we don't know what this cost will be. I plugged in an estimate of what I've seen in the past, and we don't know when they'll be able to get to it. So that's still up in the air. Right now, they were having a lot of trouble with their Windstream connection, and Kyle was able to go over and make some changes, and Sue reported this morning that it's working a lot better. So, but the only thing is, if they do, once they do become part of our phone system, that won't work for them. They will need this more aggressive connection. So I'm guessing it'll be $150 a month. I think that's probably the high side.
Okay.
The next, the Windstream Internet connection, the 20 meg, we're under contract with that until April 2018. At that point, we will be looking for something different, and this will affect the communication line item for all departments in this, not in the Ames area, but in the Nevada, because they will, if we decide to do away with this connection, I can't say I'm real happy with the speeds we've been getting on that and the
right.
capacity, but then they'll have to move any electrical phone numbers that are on there, any fax numbers, any POTS lines at all will have to be moved off of that, which will then increase the individual department's communication line item. A POTS line runs you about $50 a month, plus then you'll pay long distance on top of that. So that's why I've told some of the departments, you know, don't under budget for this year, simply because we don't know what that's going to be. If Windstream comes back and says, oh, we've got all these great new products, and here's what we're going to offer you, you know, that'll be worth a look. But right now, I'm not real happy with this product.
So we're only using this product for our plain old phone lines, fax machines?
For internet connection for the Nevada area. But then it also, it's actually two lines that are together, but it's one invoice, and that's the balance that we pay for the one invoice. So it's actually the internet connection, and then it's their phone lines, too. It's all the Nevada phone lines that aren't part of the Orion.
So what are we doing with Central Iowa Broadband?
That is the fiber connection outside of the Justice Center. So this is just internet. Mm-hmm. Central Iowa Broadband is network. It's where our data and everything goes over.
Okay.
And they promised us a 20-meg connection. I don't think it's ever reached that. So we're hoping, and I've approached Central Iowa Broadband, letting them know, hey, there may be a future opportunity for you. Is this something that you can do? So there could be better options for us.
Is that just the Justice Center, though?
It's just the connection,
Windstream.
Yes. Because our internet here in this building goes out on Central Iowa Broadband.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure. So we got a 250-meg circuit through Central Iowa right now.
Right.
For just over $50 a month, $500 a month,
yes.
And we're paying $1,400 for 20 megs that we never get to 20 megs.
Exactly.
And we were having some issues with this, what was it, 6 months or a year ago?
Yeah.
Out of the Justice Center, that's when all that, yeah.
And at the time we got this, Central Iowa Broadband wasn't even in existence, and this was the only offering in Nevada, and thanks to Governor Branstad wanted to make sure there was high-speed fiber to all the smaller communities. Then Central Iowa Broadband got a lot of federal aid, and they were able then to offer us that. So we jumped on that, but we still were under a five-year contract with Windstream. So next to April, we'll be able to get out.
Well, let's make sure we know where we're going. You know, as we get to this point next year, we need to know what's happening there, and hopefully it's going to be a lot better than that.
We talk about it daily.
Okay.
Barb?
Yes.
I don't know if this would be possible for your department to do, but I know it would be helpful for me if in the next month, couple months, I mean, this is in your priority list, you know, just as you can, but if this could be diagrammed out in some way about who provides connections to which buildings, that would be very helpful for me as we go forward in making these decisions. Sitting here and looking, you know, you've got the list here, but then I'm kind of listening to you do the narrative about who it serves and for what capacity, unless you already have something like that you operate off of.
We do, and if you come down to Kyle's office, they're on the wall.
Cool. Okay. Excellent.
It's not something that we posted for security reasons, I mean, publicly, but
sure.
Welcome to come down anytime, and we'll walk you through it, and it may take more than once because sometimes these little icons on the map don't really mean a lot, but sure, you're welcome
Great.
To come down
Thank
anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome. And you too, Marty, if you'd like to.
And I share Loris's concern because, I mean, when you talk about different locations and we throw the variable of the vendor and then you start moving into the service quality and the capacities and whatnot, a linear algebraic equation of phone and computer services.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I will take you up on that offer.
Yeah, I understand why, and I can get the concern, the security side of things, but I'm just trying to follow along. And
sure.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So I get that in communication services now, just in that swipe, we took out $2,350.
What's the last charge there for 10,800 IT phones?
This is part of. Part of the networking, when we get the phone bill, so for the extra numbers that I didn't want to get rid of, but yet the other department said they didn't need, when you get rid of a number, you're always going to need it again. So we pick up that. This is for our phones. This is for all the services in our huge Orion bill that other departments don't pick up. So it's kind of the miscellaneous charges.
Or are they being paid out of right now, Barb? I don't see them in last year's budget.
It wasn't in there.
It's a new item.
That's why I put it in there, because there were a lot of miscellaneous things that we're picking up.
$10,000 worth?
Well, and part of that is the connection cost, too. And when I did this as well, we didn't have a new Orion contract, so some of it was guesswork.
Okay, so what do you think it's going to be now?
And I went over it again this morning. I think we need to stay firm on that. I can reevaluate it halfway through the year, but I think based on what I've seen in the other different items under the communications, I need to leave that firm.
Well, but we've got half a year in, right? Because you've been doing this for this entire fiscal year so far.
Right, but this
right.
is next year.
Absolutely.
Right, but look at the current year. You're only at 17.3.
Right. Paula has been pulling in the those two first things on this list, the connections, the access loop. We've been splitting those out between the departments. We're going to bring those in-house under IT to help make it easier for the other departments to budget. So that'll make the remainder of our year go up.
Yeah, but we're already budgeting on those other years, so if it's going to make your year go up, it's going to make their year go down.
Right.
And we're not accounting for that right now when we talk to the other departments. So it seems to me that we're going to have to dig into this communication line item even further. Right? I mean, because we're not there yet.
Apparently not.
Right? Barb, you're telling me now that you guys are pulling stuff back in-house, and you have been now for 6 months. But we don't know exactly what it's cost us for 6 months. And now we're sitting with our other departments and trying to make decisions on all of their communication line items which looks like complete swag, but all we're using is what they've done for the first 6 months of this year. Mm-hmm. But now you seem to be pulling some of that back, but we don't know what part of that you're pulling back. And I sure don't want to budget these dollars twice, both in IT and in their budgets.
Well, I definitely agree with that. We haven't been pulling that back in for 6 months. It wasn't until we got the new Orion bill and it was split out a little more clearly as to what the actual costs were, because Light Edge had a lot of different their charges and the federal charges. We never had a clear value as to, okay, it was $800 a month and it was $990 a month. So until recently.
But now we have that.
Now we do, which is why I can pull in and I can say we'll pull those into ours, but I still, based on what it was before, we can move this number a little if you want and reevaluate it halfway through the year.
I don't care whether we move this number or not. I care that we know. It sounds to me like now we have the information necessary to analyze it and see what it's really going to cost, regardless of what department we charge it to, right? Whether we charge it to you or we charge it to some other department, we should have the information now that we need. And so what I'm going to ask for, if Loris and Marty are okay with this, Alyssa, I'm going to ask that you dig in with Barb and Paula and just line item by line item, department by department, let's figure this thing out so that we can sit down in our final work session on the 23rd?
Yeah.
On the 25th. And have these numbers in front of us and just plug it in department by department, office by office, and IT. And like I say, I'm not nearly as worried about where we plug them in as that we have a good solid total that we can add it up and get to.
Mm-hmm. Everybody across the board is seeing decreases mm-hmm. because of the combinations and things that you've done there and getting rid of lines and such. Mm-hmm.
But what I think I'd like to see is a spreadsheet that says, here's the total that we're spending on our communication system, VoIP system specifically, because that's what we're seeing in most of our departments. But this is the total that we're spending, and then here's how we're breaking it out, and then we just plug those numbers, Lisa, into the budget. Good?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. That's it for the communication line item. So that is to be revisited. We know some that's happening there. We'll figure out the rest of it later. So data processing?
This is the MAPS-G expenses. This is something the city puts together, and this is our share. We pay the same as ISU and the city does.
And tell me what RMS, JMS is.
RMS is what the sheriff's office uses. JMS is what the jail uses. And these are their specific software that they use to run their two departments.
Okay. And what did they do year over year? Did those jump?
They stayed pretty steady. Part of the CAD expenditures, that $11,600, that is for hardware replacement. We put a portion of that aside every year. Now, this year we will be doing a total hardware replacement, so that will be used. Otherwise, it goes into the pot, and then when we do the hardware replacement, it is spent.
When do we get our bill for that?
Very end of the fiscal.
Is it the end of the fiscal?
Pretty much. We don't pay it until late in the fiscal.
I thought it was right at
the
end.
City does theirs a little differently. I think theirs is in September. Are we good on data processing?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm struggling that we don't ever seem to spend what we say we're going to spend in that. And if it's just a straight bill that we're getting, or our portion of a bill that we're getting, it feels like we should be spending what we budget to spend.
Are there any items that they wouldn't know right now that are built into that? You know, when you get that billing, as far as the CAD expense, are there things that you can't project?
No, because it's specific servers, specific switches. Now, we just did a huge network upgrade with, and we would have used this hardware budget for that, but we got a grant from Des Moines through the 911 board. So, you know, that helped us out a lot there, too.
Okay. Questions? Education and training?
We have several organizations that we put money toward. That's the ISAC, ISIT, SUGA, which is the OSSI multi-agency program, and then the Des Moines Area Users Group. That averages about $1,200 a year. I put money in for at least one class for everyone this year. Sometimes it's hard to get away, but I do encourage everyone, you need to get out there and see what the new things are, because we have to know what the current technology is. I did put in some money for the user group annual meeting. This would be the MAPS-G multi-agency. Once a year, they get together and talk about new things and what's going on in that area. Now, year before last, Paula was able to go. Last year, no one went, and they came back saying, where was IT? So there were a lot of products and new ideas down there they wanted to try. So I put money in for that this year. Any questions on education?
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Equipment, rent, and maintenance?
These are pretty standard, dictated by the vendor for us to be able to use their products. Now, there's the ePay hosting. I notice I have zero for that because I've paid 3 years in advance to get a reduced cost on that. So we don't have anything due this year.
Okay.
But I wanted to keep it in there. And then down a little further, I'd like to talk about the .com. You'd asked about the email.com. I put in, and we paid 9 years for the .com simply because I think it's smart for us to keep StoryCounty.com. We don't want to end up like WhiteHouse.com. I don't want somebody to buy our website and use it for a porn site or whatever they're going to do.
What did the 9 years cost us, you know?
It was $900. So I thought that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Liebert, that's a UPS maintenance for our servers. The message archiver, and this is something, Loris, that you had asked about. This mm-hmm. is what holds every email that comes into the county. That's the maintenance support, and it does include a replacement after 5 years, which will be coming, I believe, next year.
Okay.
And then we have our exchange, our server cows, Microsoft cows, things like that.
Before we leave page 124 into 125, okay, I'd like to go up to the Civic Plus hosting.
Okay.
All right. How much longer is that on our contract, or are we under contract?
We are under contract until next year.
Until next year being fiscal year 18 or calendar year 18?
18.
Okay.
And this does include the media center, which Leanne uses, and then our intranet. They've combined that. I believe the intranet is $4,500 hosting.
Okay. Okay. And the reason I'm asking about it is having to do with the website redesign, refresh. All right. So I think you know that I've never been really thrilled with the county's website. And one of my questions is it because Civic Plus limits, the platform limits our ability to design a brighter, more user-friendly website, or is it just we haven't done it? And so are you aware, Barb, of any of entities, government entities who are using Civic Plus that have what would be considered a much more modern, with more graphics, more pictures, more inviting, at least for the user? Mm-hmm. And is it just, you know, do we just need to redesign the shell?
When you purchase the website, you purchase the design. So we purchased the template. And 3 years ago, I spoke to Civic Plus, and they made the comment, because I got a quote for a redesign. Everyone, backing up a little, the people that were on the website committee were under the impression that we had paid for a refresh and wanted me to look into that, and I did, and they said no, we had voted at the last minute not to do a refresh for a lower fee. Mm-hmm. But then the lady that I had spoken to and was giving me some preliminary estimates for what it would cost mentioned that we were on the old template. So they have a newer template, which is fresher and much nicer. And that was, I said, 3 years ago, so it could be even different now. But she showed me some of the sites they were doing on her newer template, and they were very nice, very welcoming, and user-friendly.
Lynn County, you can see Lynn.
Lynn's the right place to go.
All right. So, and I did put money in a budget request for a website refresh this time. So, and I had some budgeted figures. So, we can definitely, after this month, we'll put together a committee and try it all over again. And if you'd like to be part of that, you're more than welcome.
Well, actually, we were thinking maybe I would put the task force together.
Oh, okay.
So, but that's up for discussion among three of us.
The issue we have is because we're on an old version with the Agenda Center, whenever we have trouble when we talk to the help desk, they assume, you know, their solution is based on the newer version, and then they have to back up and figure out, oh, no, you're on an old version. Mm-hmm. We were also unable to embed certain things, social media,
and in
widgets
fact,
and things
I think
like
we
that.
Were
on our for the election portion, which we would have liked to have done, and we couldn't because we're on the old version.
In fact, I think we were the last entity to go on the old version, and then I think the new version rolled out immediately, and now there's a new version, and so we're two behind. Mm-hmm. But let me just say this. So I like that we've got – I would like to know to the day when our contract with Civic Plus is up, because in my mind, if we're near the end, I mean, if we're within a year from this thing, then it may change the conversation We need to look at any and all possibilities for the way we're going to serve that. Now, the caveat I'm going to put there is we have to remember that at least at this point in our structure, we don't have a webmaster. We've got a lot of different entities putting information on there. And so you give up some of that consistency and friendliness by making it as easy and multifaceted as possible for people to add content and put things on there. So we've just got to go through and analyze all this. But I would say let us finish our budget work sessions. We've got some money plugged in now to look at this, even if it's not necessarily Civic Plus, and then we'll have to get to work on figuring out what direction we're headed.
Okay. And that was part of the reason when we implemented the intranet last year that it was purchased as a separate module, not as an add-on, so that if we decided we didn't want to use Civic Plus for our main website, we could still use the intranet plug-in. And I would just mention part of my goals for this year was to create the task force for the website refresh. So if you don't mind, I'd like to at least start heading that up so I can meet my goal.
I do mind. Actually, that has a little bit to do with the election. So I'd be happy to work with you on it. But as far as I think until we know where we're going here a little bit further, maybe a fresh set of eyes from outside would work, and I know Leanne has it on her work load for
So the reality, let me just step in. The reality here is this is a Board of Supervisors decision. It is a Board of Supervisor action that will or will not occur. And so we need to keep that in mind. Flip side to that is we need to make sure we're drawing on all expertise that we have in the building.
Absolutely.
And we try to figure out these are at least 5-year decisions. And the way technology moves, I feel really, really confident that no matter what direction we go, 5 years down the road, we're going to be behind again. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that. And hopefully we need to make a decision this time where we're not behind on the day we sign the contract. And then just get further and further behind from there. So, more to come on that. Keep moving.
Well, most of the rest of this is maintenance. Do you have any questions on page 125 of the maintenance fees?
Just an aside, this was Paul Toot's favorite category.
Maintenance?
Well, the number of – it used to drive us nuts adding this up, what we're spending in ongoing maintenance – in technology, and it is what it is.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
I should point out, just an FYI, the net motion licenses that IT has for 160. With the net motion, this is for the laptops that the Sheriff's Office and Conservation uses. You buy them in a package of 10, and they're only using 8 between the two, so IT has picked up the other 2 spare licenses.
What do you use them for?
We don't, but we just pay for it because they aren't using them and they didn't want to pay for them, but you had to buy them in a bucket of 10. And the way conservation is adding, they probably will use those before the year's up, and we'll just transfer those over.
Yep.
The rest, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. For the Tyler Real Estate and Content Management, as you can see, the assessor and pays a portion of that.
Okay, next.
And then we have the different departments, what they use. If you'll notice, View has been zeroed out. We no longer use View. ProLaw, at the bottom of the page, County Attorney, ProLaw went up enormously this year, 35% increase. Not really something we can control, but something I certainly told them I was disappointed that it went up that much. Apparently, ProLaw is being turned over to a different support team, which is why I was told there has been an increase.
Does Jessica need all 28 users?
Yes.
Okay, all 28 are used regularly.
Yes, we evaluated that with Teresa earlier.
Okay.
The same for, let's see, this is pretty, treasurers, they use, they have their website through Tyler, which they pay for separately, and then they have the solutions for the general daily cash and general ledger, so...
Loris, I heard you mention something about some publishing software that we wanted to get for...
Yes.
That should be in here somewhere.
Oh, rather than in our Board of Supervisors.
I think we
budget.
Like to run it through here.
Okay. We're looking at taking on Adobe and the Adobe package. And it looks like what it would be about $70 a month to purchase the entire suite. But it is a cloud-based. And, Barb, I know you have a problem with cloud-based. So that's something I had planned on coming to you after we'd had the discussion just, you know, to put it into the budget to talk to you about what other options would be available that if you're more comfortable working with it. One of the nice things about using Adobe is it is an industry standard getting a wide range of capabilities, and if county outreach actually communications takes on an intern, we are much more likely to be able to get an intern and be able to use that intern effectively with the standard that they are also using at school, and they will likely use as they go on to employers afterwards. I also think that it's affordably placed. We can buy the individual modules separately. Once again, it is cloud-based. But then we price those, I think it's if we just get 2.5 modules, I mean, you know, then already we've paid for what we could get for the entire monthly fee. If that is per user, and we'd be looking at probably 2 users. What is being used right now is Publisher. It is not adequate for where I think we need to go and for us to expand our communications capacity.
Right, so that's $1,000. A year,
yeah,
just under. So the you get $257,720 here. I think last year you asked for $244,408, and now we think we're going to spend $235,000. So clearly there's a little wiggle room in here. So I just ask if we can make this a $255,000 line item and do what we need to do. Okay, Barb?
Yes.
And Loris, I'll ask that you and Barb and Leanne all get together and talk this through
right
prior to our conversation on the 25th so that we can go ahead and make a decision about where we're headed there. Okay?
And I just want to clarify, too, about cloud functions. I'm not opposed to using cloud-based software. Where I kind of have my doubts is the cloud-based storage.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
We good there?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Where are we? We're now to...
Let's talk about that removal of Siemens equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we are now.
This was a zero, and I kept the line item in because I knew you'd ask about it. This was last year. all of our Siemens phone equipment at the CLP building.
So you didn't spend that $7,000 and you don't plan on spending?
We weren't sure that they would require that to be part of the deal.
Okay.
And so I had Black Box just give us an overall quote.
Okay.
And it was never brought up, so we didn't spend it.
Okay. And that's, that was what I wanted to know.
Okay.
So you're going to take that down to zero for this year?
I did already. Oh, okay. Take it down to zero for this year.
As far as should we go down to contract labor?
Well, let's start right above that in the equipment rent and maintenance. Is that $450 a swag? Is it? What are we doing with that?
That's for the MHDD portion of any costs.
But are we actually spending it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
There's that many people. I was given a count. This is down from, I believe it was at one time 12.
Okay. All right. All right, so now we're on contract labor.
Yes, and we put in $5,000, which is a ballpark that was given to us by one of our vendors to work with the different faxing lines. And this would be at the Justice Center and admin as part of when we get rid of that 20-meg circuit, when we're going to have to start adding POTS lines to replace. So that's our estimate. A lot of that we can help with, and that's brought – otherwise it would be a lot more expensive. So that's brought the cost down.
Yeah, so my question on both that one and the TCM imaging enhancements is can we get both of those done yet this year? We got money in the budget this year. Let's get it done and not have it in next year's budget.
We can – as far as the analog lines, I think we can get most of that done, the imaging enhancements. We can sure, for the recorder, we won't know what we need until after Eagle Recorder is installed in February. So I think it'll be tight, but yeah, we can.
Okay, so let's pull 10,000. So instead of our re-estimate at 38.5, our re-estimate is now going to be 48.5, which is still down from the 50,500 that we had, and we're going to pull 10,000 out of the 67.4. So now that's 57.4, and now let's talk about the rest of that. We need the software upgrade for solutions.
Yes.
Paging system improvements. Tell me about that.
We had had Black Box do a walkthrough at the Justice Center. They were asking for improvements to the paging system that was installed back in 1998 and never used. And this came about due to there was a tornado and people didn't know how to announce that there was a tornado, so they were walking room to room. So they, the jail, Micah, came to me and asked to come up with some kind of a paging system solution. So Black Box did the walkthrough and came back with a quote at about $28,000.
Didn't we get this as part of our phone system? That was a concern when we talked
about it. The clerk of court's not on our phone system. So to notify the other individuals within the building is my understanding
and
is they went around office to office and had to tell them that there was
something. Well, and things could have been differently there, done differently there too, but there were people, there was a jury trial that day, so there were people in the hall, there was clerk of court, and this $30,000 would include speakers in the admin area. Apparently there aren't speakers there, but we do have paging on our phones, and he could have paged the different offices, and it comes down to, I think, disaster recovery. Who are you going to tell, and who are they going to tell? You know, have a tree, a calling tree. But this is what I was asked to put in the budget, and I think if we do it for one building, we need to do it for
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to me.
But it worked fine. It worked fine here.
Here. On my understanding, it's the other agencies. Is that? Am I remembering that correctly? I know it's been a long, drawn-out discussion.
So I'd like it if we did not have this and we asked the safety committee to put together a draft policy for how we're going to handle this in each one of our buildings, because in many of our buildings we have situations where we got to do more than just use the pager on the phone system. I don't like the idea of spending $28,000 to $30,000 on something that I don't think really addresses what we need to address.
Each building has different needs, and
no. I'd like the board to think about asking the safety committee to.
Okay.
And is that the right committee to look at this?
Yeah.
Ask the safety
committee
to look at
this. That's where Micah brought it
first.
They found like an old pager system or something. Is that kind of what sparked the conversation?
Yeah, and it was sitting in the clerk of court's office and never used, and why aren't we using this? And they tested it, and they claim it worked, and but it's not hooked up to any speakers, so of course it worked. But.
Yeah, let's take that out and ask. And if the safety committee needs to come back and say we need to spend X number of dollars to address this issue in our buildings, that's different, but let's take a look at it first. So take the 30 out.
Sounds good. And then the last item was the website refresh.
Yeah, and let's leave that in there, although we don't know exactly what that's going to look like at this point.
Right.
But I think it's a good – so between this and the $9,000 that we're plugging in, that gives us, what, $34,000 to try to deal with our website.
And I did get some quotes, and I believe that was middle of the road.
Yeah. I would suggest first thing to do is let's identify a couple of our peers or peer-esque kind of organizations that have websites that we like and figure out what they're doing. Because there may be some structural things that we're plugging into this, too. And I hope if we're going to do this, so the truth about Civic Plus is it's 100 times better than whatever it was we had before Civic Plus. We need to be 100 times better than we are right now.
And part of the reason, Loris, that there aren't as many pictures and things as you'd like to put on there, what was finally, and I wasn't part of this, this was before my time, but what was finally settled on was a certain storage capacity.
Right.
And once we reach that, and every document that goes on the Agenda Center is part of that storage, so, and I think we did even increase it since then, but that cuts down on the number of pictures that you can put on, so we'll have to make sure we take that into consideration.
Right. You know, part of that, I'm sure that as we go, as the committee works, that they'll realize that there are some people who don't understand about how, you know, you can go ahead and lower a file size on a photo that, you know, and resize photos, and there are things to do, and what I anticipate here that we will have very good detailed conversations and having a good mix of people to do that input. But I do understand that storage is a large part of it. Training of staff appropriately is another part of it.
I think it sounds like a great conversation for the end of March and April.
Yeah.
Okay. I think for history there's a file on the S drive called like Web RFP or something
like
that. So
yeah.
If you have
Web RFP,
I think something like that, website RFP maybe.
Okay,
yeah, I
super.
Think that's what
from
it
the
is
old
called.
Committee.
Okay. That's on the S drive, right?
Mm-hmm. And under the data processing equipment, as we talked about earlier, the spam filter appliance, we'd like to move this in-house. It'll be around $5,000, believe.
But that's saving us $7,000 or $8,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and no ongoing costs. Maintenance is included in the first year, and then after next year, then I'll put in for maintenance.
Okay. All right. So now, 25 PCs.
And this is down from 60.
Okay.
And this is just based on 250 users, five-year rotation on the desktop. We do have some money in there for monitors, break fix. We do have money in there. Same thing, the 10-year, we have, I believe, about 50 laptops, so 10
so
laptops
what,
a year.
So 25 desktops for 250 users, that's not a five-year rotation schedule.
Well, we did quite a bit of, when we got rid of Windows XP, that kind of threw this off a little bit.
Okay.
But this will get us through. Next year, it'll be a little more.
Okay.
And then, as I was mentioning, the laptops and the tablets as they get refreshed. And then the AS400 replacement, we're on year 7 for our AS400. In the 8th year, the drives start to fail.
Okay.
So that'll be next year. And $25,000 for an AS400 replacement is a bargain. Last time I replaced an AS400, it was $168,000.
Nice that technology costs coming down.
I had them redo it twice. I said, you need to add a one on there because I know it can't be that cheap. But Solutions came back with that, and that would be our preferred vendor.
Okay.
We just put in a couple phones for break fix at $300 apiece. I put in VoIP phones for animal control for when they do get a MediaCom connection or a more robust connection. Under county attorney, they had some specific requests. We set them up with a monitor in their Nevada office for Skype sessions between the two offices. They loved it so much they want the same setup in their Ames office. They asked for us to do something for them in the courtroom as far as a digital projector video solution so that they can show videos during trial. I plugged in a tentative amount there. I'm not sure what we're going to be allowed to do in the courtrooms, simply because that's a separate network. So we'll be reviewing that in a little more detail to see exactly what's allowed.
Okay.
The treasurer has asked for a wireless phone for their scan station. There is a VoIP solution now for that, and it's about $700. And then they want a larger monitor there as well.
Those for the scan station, and so there's a wireless phone. It's going to be on an existing phone line, so we're not paying any more for the phone line. And why do they want a wireless phone there? What happens at the scan station that they need a wireless phone?
Sometimes when they need to talk back and forth or if they need to answer a phone, it's too far away. There's nothing back in that area. So
okay.
They've asked for a wireless
phone. So this isn't replacing a phone that's sitting there right
now?
No. Okay.
Nope.
Got it. Okay.
Recorders are good. Information technology, I've put in for a 10 gig network storage expansion. I don't believe you probably have any questions about that.
You think?
What this is, right now, between our NetApp and all of our servers, our VM farm, ESX host, we have a 1 gig copper connection. So what this will give us is a 10 gig fiber connection, which will increase the speed 10 times what it is now. Right now, we're running into some slowness when people try to process anything that's on a SQL database, simply because there's a lag in that connection. And with a 10 gig expansion, that'll increase the processing time. Sometimes if we're trying to run a report, it times out because it just doesn't finish by the time there's the TTL, the time to live, your data has that. And that's a security feature. So when you throw a data request, if it doesn't complete within the TTL, then it goes away so that it's not hanging there forever. So if we're limited by the bottleneck of that short copper connection and it can't complete, then, you know, we have to run the process again. Or people will say, I thought my report completed and it didn't. So this would be what that would entail.
So this isn't more storage. This is being able to talk back and forth.
Upgrading the connection between our storage and our servers.
By 10 times.
And it, yes. It includes cards on both sides and some configuration. So it would be about $30,000 for the whole project.
Okay. And how are we on our storage, just our storage on its own?
Well, that's next.
Okay.
And I do have some quotes on that. So the enhanced IT backup hardware, I've got 11,500 plugged in based on a quote that we got from our preferred vendor. And this would be about, remember earlier this year I came to you for a shelf, a $12,000 storage shelf. So these are the drives that go in the shelf. When you get a shelf, it comes with a couple drives, but not full. That lets you budget for more. So what this will be, it'll be 10 drives. And then one is a spare, and that'll give us an extra 50 terabyte storage. And then there's also part of this includes a backup workstation, which would replace our old Infratel machine, which is probably 10 years old and needs to be replaced. And what that does is it takes our backups and moves them to the proper place. You have your fast storage and your slow storage. You don't want your backups to be on your fast storage because that's what you need for production as part of that 10 gig fiber connection. So once your backup is a day old, then we move it to the slower drives, which is what this Infratel machine does. And I know that's probably kind of hard to absorb right now. But
well, so I heard 50 terabytes. How many terabytes do we have right now?
Well, this is increasing by 50.
Right, right.
Including all of our shelves, probably 200, 250.
Okay. Questions on storage?
We got a lot of stuff.
No, I've got 8 terabyte capacity at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so I, you know, I just want to note, I must have tried to file something incorrectly on my desktop today, and I got a note that it was out of storage space. Panicked me. It was my desktop. I got fixed. I mean, I figured out. But anyway, so I'm a little interested in how all the storage works around here, too, just to figure that out. Yep. Anyway, going on to...
And then the $11,000 would be for the video storage. This would be mainly for the county attorney's videos. Right now, they're using our production storage. We don't have a specific storage unit for them. It hasn't been determined yet as to how long they want to retain their videos.
Remind me where the sheriff's body camera and dash
sheriff
camera
has
video.
A separate device that we got last year in the budget. It's just a standalone little thing that he stores his video storage on, and then they got another smaller unit that came with their system, so they're good for a year or so.
Okay. Core switches.
Core switches, I moved to this to the next year because I was afraid we wouldn't have the money for it based on the $12,000 shelf we bought. And then the board advised me to try to do this in 2017. So we are still going to do it in this year. So we can take that out.
We can take this 90 out.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So that was going to be my question. Right?
Yeah. It is in the CIP, yes.
Okay.
Going down to the Sheriff's Department, they've asked for two new laptops for training.
Could we stop just a minute? I may have misheard this. So the CIP, the core switch, is moving up to 17 is what you're saying.
I had it in my 17 budget, and then I put it to 18 thinking I might run out of money.
Right.
But Rick said let's revisit that
in
the spring. So this, and then in the meantime, I'd already turned this in. So.
Thank you.
But, yes, it's a 2017.
So it was a 17
right.
on the CIP. We moved it to 18. Now we're moving it back to 17.
Thank you.
Okay.
The sheriff's asked for two training laptops. These seem to get hand-me-downs all the time, so they are in need of two newer ones. So I've got $800 in there for that, and then $800 in for two standing desks in IT.
Who will use those?
That will be Tim and Scott.
And they'll use them?
Tim's got one. We got one for Paula, and he's got it back there, and he uses it about half the time.
So. Okay. And how about Scott?
He doesn't have one, but he says he will.
Okay. That's my only. I like getting them. I just want them to use when we get them. Questions on IT? Barb, anything else?
No, that's all.
Thank you.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Martha, how'd we do? I mean, not including communication, because we're still going to talk about that. Of the day.
136.070 we call back so far.
All right.
Pardon?
We're getting there, Marty. Can you feel it?
Thank you,
Real deep. I'm surprised when you talk, you don't have an echo.